ओम शांति। 13th of January 2019, टुडे इज संडे। विस्पर्स फ्रॉम बियॉन्ड, द एफर्ट फॉर टुडे। इफ यू हैव लव फॉर फादर ब्रह्मा, देन बिकम एन एंजल द सेम एज द फादर। Let your angelic form of light always be visible in front of you, that you have to become like that. Let your future form also be visible. Now renounce this one and adopt that one. When you have such an experience, then understand that you are close to perfection. If you have love for Brahma, then become an angel the same as the Father. So Baba is telling us in this Avyakta month to become like the Father Brahma. And just as he first became an angel, so also you take up your angelic form of light, and that form should be visible in front of you. Let your future form also be visible. So just as the three forms, on one side is Brahma or Brahmins or your angelic form, and third your deity form. So Baba is saying, keep these two forms in front of you. Now you renounce this one and adopt that one. When you have such an experience, then understand that you are close to perfection. So if you have love for Father Brahma, then just as he became angel, you also become an angel. Just as he had that spiritual intoxication, so also you should have that spiritual intoxication. Just as he has that spiritual pride, you should have the spiritual pride. Just as he has that spiritual self-respect, you should have the spiritual self-respect. These are the three words which have come in today's Sunday's Avyakta Mudli. You should have spiritual pride, you should have spiritual self-respect, and you should have spiritual intoxication, that you have become child of God, that you deserved to become the child of God. The worldly souls, they are thirsty just for a drop of love, and you got God's love as property. The devotees, they just want a glimpse, and you have become those amongst favorite of God. And those who are lovers of God, automatically they become world's lover. So when God loves you, automatically the world loves you. So this is some of the things from today's Avyakta Murli. So Baba is saying, just as this Brahma became angel, you also strive to become the angel. And just as he would see his future forms in front of him, just as Dadi Janaki gives the experience or narrates the story, that one morning when she went to history hall, She saw that all the doors are closed, and she tried to open one door, and inside he saw Brahma Baba was dancing. And she went inside and asked Baba, what are you doing? And Baba said, child, Baba has got so much spiritual intoxication that I am going to become that Michnu, that small little Krishna. So the vision was very clear. The visualization had become vision, and there was no doubt in that. And that's why whenever a person is intoxicated, automatically higher self-respect comes. And this self-respect, or whatever, even if you call it pride, spiritual pride, this keeps man, a person, on an elevated platform. He doesn't go down to that body conscious level. Otherwise, the body consciousness has accompanied us for a very long time. If you want to get rid of this, you have to go up. Otherwise, this is a trap. This is a maze of forgetfulness. Once one go here, there is no coming up. It's just like steps are there. And if suppose one ball is thrown, there's no chance that a ball would come up. It always goes down and down and down and down. In the similar manner, the journey of body consciousness is also like that. Once it starts, it goes down and down and down and down till you reach that nadir of sinful activities. So Baba is saying, this is the maze of forgetfulness. Bhul ka bhul bhulaiya. That's what is the word which has been used in today's Murli. It's a bhul bhulaiya, it's a maze. Where? Maze is what? You know, different paths like that. One is lost. This is maze. This is the entry, but you cannot come out. This is maze. Very, very difficult trap. So, this is the maze of forgetfulness, oblivion, where you forget what to do and what not to do. So, in order to stay away from this maze, in order to not to get trapped into this maze, one must remain in the spiritual pride, spiritual intoxication, and spiritual self-respect. When these three things are there, automatically one is slightly above, and gradually one soars up and up and up and up and up in the spiritual sky. So Baba is saying, Baba had that intoxication. So when that intoxication is there, automatically everything changes. When that intoxication is there, or when that goal is there, or when you keep on seeing that future vision, that I am going to become this, you do not remain of this world. Automatically, one develops subtle vairag. Automatically, one gets detached in all one's dealings. You have no more any complaint about anything in this world. Otherwise, man's mind is filled with complaints, problems, difficulties. And one tries to solve them, but is never able to find out any solution. And the solution is God's love or divine love. When that divine love is there, automatically everything gets solved. So that's why, be like Brahma and keep your angelic form and your form of deity in front of you. You have that picture, you know, in Gansarovar, one can get that picture of three forms, where a Brahmin is shown on one side, in between an angel is standing, and on the other side, the deity. So these three souls are three forms. So at one moment I am a Brahmin, who is an elevated soul. Another moment I drop this body, I become an angel. Another moment I drop even this body, and I become deity. So keep on churning, thinking, visualization, understanding, feeling, experiencing these three forms. So when you do this, automatically you become close to perfection. Because the cause of downfall is body consciousness. And the cause of rise is soul consciousness. So if one wants to come out of present sorrows and sufferings and miseries and problems and difficulties of life, you have to hit the bullseye. And that bullseye is body consciousness. There is no point in taking your problems here and there. Somebody has rightly said, take your problem to God for solving, not to social media. Take your problems to God, not to social media for solving. So, the foundation of all the problems or sorrow or suffering is body consciousness. And to break this body consciousness, as we saw a few days back also, in different ways, and one of the ways was visualization. Seeing our perfected form, seeing your perfect future form, and that can help one break this body consciousness. Anything that keeps one away from body is an angelic stage. Anything. In fact, the definition of angel is anything, any stage where you are away from body consciousness. Even a poet who is non-spiritual, who is non-religious, who is sitting somewhere all alone and trying to contemplate on the beauty of things, on the mysteries of nature, and in those moments he becomes bodiless. Even that is an angelic stage. So angelic stage is any stage where body consciousness is not there. Where I have forgotten that I am a body. The mind is so much absorbed, so much engrossed in something higher, something non-physical, something metaphysical, something which is not of this world, something which is very, very high. So all those stages are angelic stages. This is according to the word, but here Baba says, when you lose yourself in the love of God, that is an angelic stage. When you lose all the body consciousness, that is an angelic stage. When you are in that stage of world benefaction, and through your angelic state serving the world, you are out of body consciousness. So, the main effort what Baba did was to become an angel. There was a sandeshi, a trans messenger, who went to subtle world once, and she said a very new thing. She said, Baba, I saw you in the subtle world. Baba, that was the first time when this secret of subtle world was revealed. And that sandeshi and that trans messenger said, Baba, I saw you there, standing in the subtle world. And Baba asked, is there a difference between me and that person? He said, yes. He looked very bright. You are not that bright. He looked very much pure. You don't look that much pure. Then Baba understood that there is a perfected form which is waiting for me there as if. So each one of us has that perfect form waiting for us. To see that form is coming in front of me and getting merged in me, this is a vision one has to create. Suppose I am here at present, and one should see one's perfect form here, and this form and this form is, they are becoming one. Now visualize your perfect form is in front of you. For example, in this form there is sanskar of crying. So this perfect form never cries. Now this form has sanskar of any vice. See that your perfect form is this, and this form does not have that particular sanskar. See that form. For example, you are here and this form has got sanskar of restlessness, and this form has got sanskar of fear or anxiety, impatience. See that this perfect form of yours is without fear, without anxiety, without those sensitive feelings. So one should create a perfect picture of oneself. Just as, you know, when they start a company, the company manager makes a blueprint of his company, that my company should become the best. If suppose this is a pen company, so he makes a picture that my company should produce such pens which are perfect, and they are ready to incur losses if suppose that product is not good. You know, they give the example of this, I forgot which is that. There was one mobile which has come, Samsung 7, S7 or something. You know, so this mobile had some problem. So the company withdrew that sample from the market. It was a big loss to the company whilst withdrawing that sample or that product from the market. But then it was not good. It had some problem, or it could cause some health issues also, because some blast occurred or something happened. So the company withdrew all those Samsung S7 or something like that. One model was there in between. So without thinking how much loss the company would incur. No matter, let the company incur the loss, but life of people is more important than their profit. So whenever a company starts anything, they have a very broad vision. They are ready to do anything, but the people should not suffer. They keep this aim, okay? So in the similar manner, just as any company starts, so the manager or the people there or executives, they create a perfect picture that our model should be like this without any fault. And they keep, and they welcome the feedback. And they welcome the feedback. In the similar manner, each one of us should have a perfect picture of oneself. At present, I am here. This is A. I am here. So, this A is the perfect picture of mine. Here, I have the sanskar of laziness, but my perfect form does not have that sanskar. Here, I have the sanskar of getting disturbed. My perfect form does not have that sanskar. So visualizing, seeing, this form has got the sanskar of getting depressed by every small thing. My perfect form does not have that sanskar. So this is a beautiful exercise. Even throughout the day, if I have the sanskar of wasting time, my perfect form does not have that sanskar. And I see that form, and let that form work through me now. I have the sanskar of getting up late, or inconsistency in Amritvela, or weak experiences or no experience in Amritvela, or the time is never same. Sometimes it is 3 o'clock, sometimes it is 3:30, sometimes it is 3:45, sometimes it is 4, and sometimes it is 4:15, sometimes it is 4:30, or sometimes it is 5, and when I am sick it is 6 also, and I have all the reasons to defend myself. and to give or to shield myself from the Brahmin family's war of words. So when such a thing is there, I must see my perfect form at night before sleeping, that my perfect form gets up at this much time and my perfect form does everything in a perfect manner, and I am very much stable, I am very much calm, very much quiet. My perfect form does not have the nature of talkativeness. My perfect form remains silent, in silence. How much we waste our energy by excessive talking, by wasteful talking. My perfect form remains calm, quiet. It's very tranquil. So seeing the perfect form every now and then and comparing it, this is a very good exercise. As I was talking about Amrit Vela, there was a brother in security who has shared his experience about Brahma Baba. And this was a very old brother, I don't know whether he is there now or not. When he was in the security, once Brahma Baba called him and said to him at 2 o'clock in the morning, Baba was in his room, and Baba called that security man and said, come and bring a pen and paper, I have to write something very important. And Baba wrote a letter, and after 2 days a letter from one mother came, and she said that 2 days back at the same time, 2 o'clock, I was having severe physical pain and I had no access to medical services, and so I remembered Baba at that point, and I received some rays of love or healing touch from Madhuban. And then after 2 days, after some time, that letter came next day. So, you know, to sacrifice one's sleep for somebody, that's a great act of service. So when you serve others, automatically you get some dividends, benefits, bonuses, profits, perks in your spiritual business. So become an angel like Brahma. Keep that vision of angel in front of you all the time. Other form is deity form. That's also good. But this angelic form is very attractive. Is more attractive even than this deity form. You see, the angel is with, you know, wings and the white and the light body. An angel can fly anywhere. These deities don't fly. They have their planes. And they are all those different buttons and everything. So, which is better, Nikhilesh Bhai? Angel or deity? But this is a very beautiful form where you can travel anywhere across the world, go anywhere, help somebody and come back without leaving a mark. Even that person should not know that I have helped. So this is a very beautiful form, and to keep on practicing that form, that I am an angel and I am an angel and I am an angel and I am an angel. So automatically many things would come. Angel love to remain silent. Angel love to remain in solitude. Angel love to remain with themselves. Angels love to remain in that silent remembrance of God. And in the world also, angels are said to be messengers of God. Okay? So, these deities, they belong only to India. This devata, they are resident of India. Angels, they move across Arabic countries, go to Australia and go to America and go to Europe. So the scope and travel of angels have got worldwide visa. They can travel anywhere. And these deities, they are only resident of India. Not this India, but an India that would come, India that would be a heaven, a paradise on earth, whatever. These are just other things. So just like Father Brahma had the intoxication to become angel, you should have that intoxication. And in today's Murli, Avyakta Murli, Sunday's Avyakta Murli is on divine love. And those three beautiful words have come. Spiritual pride, spiritual self-respect, and spiritual intoxication. You should have these three things with you all the time. Know that you have become yogi, you have become sahayogi, you have become sahaj yogi, you have become lover of God, you will get loved by the world. When one thing is there, when God loves you, automatically the world will love you. So, love is a property which you have got. This divine love as a property, as an inheritance, as your biggest assets from God. So, spread this divine love everywhere. Just as you have become rich, now enrich those who are spiritual, those who are suffering from spiritual poverty. There's a lot of spiritual poverty in the world. They don't have divine love. So fill their aprons with divine love. Fill their intellects with elevated love of God. With this intoxication that you are going to become angel. You are going to become angel. I am going to become an angel. I am going to have this in my as my future form. So this is today's effort. Om Shanti.